Okay, let's get into Sefer Zechariah, Perek Beis, as we continue in this second-to-last Sefer of the Treyasar, the 14th Prakim of Zechariah. So we mentioned last time that Zechariah has certain nevuos that are very deep, whether that's because he was a later Navi, and therefore it wasn't as clear, or it was just deep itself. The content was very deep, as the Abarbanel said, but either way, this one has some symbolism, and this perek goes into, at the end of this perek, starts the Haftorah for Bahaloscha and Shabbos Chanukah, Rani V'Simchi, but we will get to that. But again, as we see, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, they're generally more upbeat than the previous Svarim that we had in Treyasar. It's talking about the Geula, talking about, some say, the Geula of Bayesheni, and some say the Geula HaShlishis, the Geula HaAsita. Vo'eso esainai. But first, Zechariah continues the nevuah, the vision that he had seen. He saw in the last parak a man or a malach with horses and talking to him about what's going to happen with Yerushalayim. So we continue. I lifted up my eyes and I see in my vision, I see four horns. What are the four horns? So Rashi says they're all Bavel. They're all Bavel, that they are gored already. And again, this is past tense, because he's towards the end of Bavel with Persia, meaning he's in the end of the 70 years. Vahine Arba Kronos. Others say, the Radak says, no, it's referring to the Dalet Malchias, as we have a lot of fours in Zechariah, and we have later on in Daniel. But it's all four Malchios, that's what's being referred to. Bavel, Paras, Yavan, and Romi, which was edited out of the Radak, but those four. V'omar l'malach ha-dover bi. Mo'el, I said, what are those horns? V'yomar Eli, remember Zechariah lived before the Galios, at least the last couple. So he says to the Malach, what are those? V'yomar Eli, Ela Kronos asher Zeru es Yehuda ves Yisrael v'Yerushalayim. These are the Kronos, these are the nations, symbolizing the nations that scattered the Jews, scattered Yehuda and Yisrael. Maybe that means the two tribes and the ten tribes, v'Yerushalayim, v'yareini Hashem arba charashim. But then I saw four carpenters, charashim, that are going to cut off the horns. V'omer, ma'ela boim lasos. What are these for? V'yomer le'mar elu akronos asher zeru es Yehuda kifi ish lo nasa rosho. As we said before, these are the four kronos that scattered Yehuda in a way that the Jews cannot lift up their heads. Lo nasa rosho. Vayavo Ewe, and these Harashim are going to come. These are other nations. Lahachridosam, to instill fear in them. Liados as Karnos Hagayim, to throw out and throw away the Karnos of the Gayim, Hanosim Karen, El Eres Yehuda Lazarosa. Those that start up with the Jews will be, you know, we'll get there just as the Mefarshim explain how each of the Galios attack the previous one. So the four Harashim, that's referred to. But if you look in the Radak says maybe it's not just the actual nations, but the Harashim maybe is referring to the spiritual Harashim. O Yoach Harashim, Mashal al Hamalachim, Sare Mala. Hamamunim al Hamalchios. Not only will the nations be punished, but the sarim of the nations, so to speak. This is a thought. The Ramban talks about the sarim in a number of places. I'll read it from one place. The Ramban in Achremos, where the Ramban discusses every country, every nation has a sar. We're familiar with it from Parshas Vayishlach, where we have the Sar of Esav. But the Ramban says, every country, V'ho inyan, ki Hashem anechbad bara hakol. Hashem created everything. V'sam koach hatachtonim be'elyonim. He put the powers of the lower into the upper. There's spiritual forces. V'nosan al kol am va'am ba'artzosam l'goyehem. And he gave every nation, according to their country and nation, kochav mazal yadua kasher noda beitzdagninus. And that's what the pasuk means. Asher chalak Hashem alokecha osam l'chol ha'amim. Ki chalak l'kula mazalos bashamayim. U'gevohim aleihem malachei elyon. Nesanam liosam sarim aleihem. They are sarim, as the pasuk says. Sar malchus paras omeid l'negdi. Right, he quotes a pasuk in Daniel. V'hinei sar yavan ba. Right, that's a pasuk in Daniel also. V'in nikra'im milachim. K'desim anino sarti shamei somalchi paras. All of them. But he says, Eretz Yisrael has no sar. Eretz Yisrael, I'm so sorry, Yishuv Yinachlos Hashem, Miyuchedes Lishmo, Lo Nasan Olem and Amalachim, Katzin Shoter Mosheo, Hashem is in charge, direct Hashgacha. But that's another shot of these Harashim. Either it means the nations, or the Radak says it means the Sarim that are above the nations. And then, third idea is Chazal. If you look at Chazal, the Gemara, Rashi quotes it, the Gemara in Sukkah, on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara tells us, Vayareni Hashem arba'ach harashim. My ninu arba'ach harashim. Amr of Chana bar Bizna. Amr of Shimon Chasida. Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef. Eliyahu. V'kohen Tzedek. Those four. Three out of four we know. Who's Kohen Tzedek? Who are the Mashiachim? So Rashi says there. Obviously the two Mashiachim are the carpenters for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Part of the definition of Mashiach, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Malachim, is to build a Beis HaMikdash. Eliyahu, Cheresh Evan Shabanim Mizbeach, Bahar Carmel. Right, it says that Eliyahu Anavi built him Mizbeach on Har Carmel, so he was a carpenter. He built that Mizbeach. Umatzinu Shehu Asid Lehishtalech, and he's going to be sent. And finally, right, so that's how you know the first three are carpenters, the two Mashiachs, and Eliyahu Anavi is a carpenter. He built the Mizbeach, and Kohen Tzedek is referring to Shem ben Noach, says Rashi. V'nikir Cheresh, why? Because he built the Teva. V'kara Cheresh Hashem binyan Teva Shebana im Aviv. He built the Teva with his father Noach. But those are the four Charashim that Rashi quotes, the Gemara in Sukkah. Okay, so you were shown these Charashim, and they are going to cut off the horns. Those are the nations that try to hurt us. V'asayinai, and I lifted up my eyes again, v'eira, v'nei ish uviyado chevel mida. I saw there was a man, there was vision, there was an angel that was holding a ruler. V'omar, ana, atoholech, what are you going to measure? V'yomar elai lamodes Yerushalayim. I'm going to measure Yerushalayim. Liros kama rachba v'kama arka. I want to see what's the width, what's the length. Maybe they're talking about the Yerushalayim in the future. That's going to expand. V'hinei ha-malach ha-dover bi yotzei. The malach that I was talking to goes this way. U'malach acher yotzei l'kreso. And another malach comes towards him. V'yomer elav. And he says to this other malach, Rutz daber el hanar alaz lemar. Go tell this nar, meaning Zachariah, that prazos tezev Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will sit in the open, and they will be protected without having to have any walls. They are going to burst out of their borders. They'll sit in prazot. What's the hemshach from the ruler and then prazot? That's the Gemara in Baal Basra picks up on that. Sounds like there's no borders. First there were borders, then no borders. So the Gemara says in Baal Basra, daf ayin hey amid beis. After this pasuk is quoted, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Pikech HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'aseis Yerushalayim B'mida, Hashem wanted to put Yerushalayim B'mida in an exact volume or exact area in the future. Shenemar va'omer ano ato olech va'yomer ilai lamudis Yerushalayim liros kamarach va'kamar arka. Amru malachei asharis l'vanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the malachim zir bono shel olam, harbei krachim barata ba'olamecha shaluma sa'olam. You built plenty of cities for the other nations. V'lo nasata midas arkan midas rachban. You didn't limit them at all. Yerushalayim sheshimcha besocha u'mikdashcha besocha. Yerushalayim whose name has your name in it and your mikdash is there. V'tzadikim besocha atanosi bamida. That's not fair. All the other nations and cities don't have any limit and you're limiting it. Miyad. That's the next pasuk. V'yomer elav rutz daber lanar alaz. Lemar, prazos te save Yerushalayim me rov adam ubehema bitocha. So that's what the Gemara says, that second pasuk is saying there is not going to be any limit. And the Gemara talks about how Yerushalayim is going to expand, but that's these psukim. Another, Abar Benel, has an important comment here. He says, he was talking to a malach, and then the other malach comes along. You get the impression that the first malach didn't know the answer. So he goes to the second malach, and that's what the Abar Benel says, Hamalach HaDover B'Zacharya, Me'ashar Supak Etzlo, Ratzala HaSigo, U'ba'avor Shaschalim HaNivdalim, Mekablim Mada'eyim B'Hasagoseyim, Zemizeh. The angels communicate with each other, let's call it, B'derech Ishtal Shalot, Kefi Adas HaAmiti, Ad, and they keep going back to the original source. Ad, what's the source? Harishon Yisbarach, Shusi Basakol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachain, Zacharya saw a malach who had to then go to another malach. What does this mean? There are different levels of angels. Levels of angels. The Rambam talks about this at length in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, in Perek Beis, where the Rambam says that there are three worlds. Hashem split the world into three parts. Number one, Mehem Bruim Sheim Mechubarim Migolam Vitzura, Veim Nevim Benifsadim Tamid, what we call earth. Earth is one where we have animals and people and plants and even raw materials. That's one level of the world. Umehem bruim shei mechubarim migolam v'tzura v'alein mishnayim migof lagum v'tzura l'tzura v'cholu galgalim v'kochavim shebehem, the stars and the sun and the moon v'engalmin kashar galamim l'tzurim kashar tzura. They're obviously different than us, but that they are still physical. And then we have the final level up of the malachim, which is not a physical world. They are tsuros nifrados. What does it mean that the like our prakim, that they see a malach? They didn't see anything physical, right? It all is a mashal. Lomar, she'eno guf, ve'eno kaved, kegufos hakvedim. It's not a guf. Ubameh yifridu atzura zumizu, if they're all invisible and they're all not a guf, so what makes them different levels and what makes them different malachim? Hare'enam gufim, lefi she'en shavim b'mitziusan. They're not shove in their own spiritual reality. Ela kolechan mehen lamata mimalaso shel chaveiro. There are different levels. So there's different levels, but the Rambam emphasizes different levels. Eino ma'alas makom. We don't say that one's higher up in space. Like somebody sitting on a top upper step. Ela kamosha omrim. Like you say, two rabbis. Two chachamim, echad galdo mechaver b'chachma, shulamalim alav sozeh, he's greater in chachma. That's just a description of the essence. Ukamosh amrim be'elo shulamalim in alul, like the cause and effect of something. And that's shinui shemos malachim al shem ma'alusam hu. And that's why they are different levels. The chayos, the ofanim, the areilim, the chashvilim, srafim, malachim, elohim, b'nei elohim, kruvim, and ishim. The 10 levels of malachim, according to the Rambam, but that's what the Abba Arminel says here, that our parak is referring to, that the first malach kind of goes to the second malach to explain what exactly is happening. Also pointed out here, he says, you know, go tell the na'ar. Go tell the na'ar what's going on. Who's the na'ar? That's Zechariah. Why is he called the na'ar? So the Radak says maybe he was young, right? There are a couple of Nevi'im that received Nevuah when they were very young. That's number one. Or the other pshat might be, right, that's what the Rashi quotes. And number two, I'm sorry, the Radak. Efshar ki na'ar haya b'shanim, kemo Shmuel v'Yirmiyahu, or he was a Mishares. When you're a Mishares, a Navi Acher, gadol mimenu, then you're always called a Na'ar. Yeshua ben Nun, Na'ar. Lo yomesh b'toch ha'ol. Why is he called a Na'ar? He was 58 years old at the time, but still, or 56 years old, right? So why was he called Na'ar by the in the Parashas Kisisa? Because he was servicing another Navi. Another idea that we've mentioned in another Shiurim from Yisrael Salanter, Na'ar might not be an age thing. Na'ar could be a Hashkafas Olam. Zikna is reflected usually by past-focused, thinking about what we've accomplished, thinking about the dreams that I've fulfilled or haven't fulfilled in my life. Na'ar, youthfulness, generally is symbolized by dreams, aspiration, focusing on what I still have to do and what I want to do. In life, we always have to have the na'ar attitude. Al tashlicheni le'e zikna, don't let me have a zikna attitude in life. Let me always be na'ar. Let me always think that I have more to do. So whenever you have na'ar in the Torah, that's maybe what it can mean. So here too, dabar la na'ar alaz, speak to the na'ar. Zechariah, somebody always has that focus like Yeshua ben Nun had. Even though he was in his mid-50s already, he was still called a na'ar. So the Malach says to Zechariah that Yerushalayim is going to be very large. Va'ani ayalanu Hashem, and Hashem says, I'm going to be in Yerushalayim also. Chomas eish saviv. A wall of fire, and that's going to be for the company of Yerushalayim. So it's going to be a chomas eish. So you might say the pashas is this just means that it'll be ki'ilu there's a chomas eish because Hashem will be there. Bnei Yisrael will be protected. There won't be any enemies. There won't be any wars. Like Shmuel says, there won't be any shibud malchus. Okay, that's pashas what it means. But the Yalkut here quotes something else. The Yalkut says no, there's mamash going to be a fire. Be a fire because all of Hashem's angels and legions are going to come to Yerushalayim, so therefore it's going to be surrounded by fire. The question is, as the Yalkut, then how's anybody going to get in if it's surrounded by fire? Avo says the Yalkut right here on the pasuk. Avolase lavo shatzadikim mahalchim ba'esh ka'adam shemahalech b'chama b'pnei hatzina v'yareva alav v'matatama b'davar zeh. Says Zechariah, what's gonna be the tzaddikim in the future are gonna be able to walk through fire. Like Hananim Shavazaria walk through fire. So Hashem will surround the city with wall of fire, chomas eish, and we will get in through walking through fire like Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Wow. There is another Gemara on this pasuk where the Gemara darshins that Hashem, Baba Kama Dav Samach, Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, obviously because of our sins, but through fire. So he's going to rebuild it through fire also. Says the Gemara, Samach HaMabez, Kiteitze Eish, Umatza Kotzim, right? The sugis of Eish. Shalem Yishalem HaMaver Sabeira. Yeah, the person who lit the fire has to pay. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alai L'Shalem HaSabeira Shehivarti. I have to pay for the fire that I made. Ani hates ACH B'tzion. I lit a fire in Yerushalayim. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, va in Eicha. Va yasad eish B'tzion. Va tochal yisod oseho. Va ani asid levnosa ba'eish. And I'm going to rebuild it in fire. I'm going to rebuild it. Which also makes it sound like Hashem's going to have the Beis HaMikdash come down. Right? There's Machlokas Rashi Tosfos about if we're going to build it or it's going to come down. But says this pasuk sounds like that Hashem's going to build it, right? The pasuk we quote this in Nachem. Shenemar vani ehyela chomas eish saviv. V'lekavoda yebesocha. Right? That's the pasuk that we have here in our parak that Hashem will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash in fire. So a lot to say on that pasuk. We continue. Hoi, hoi. V'nusu me'eret safunum Hashem. And the pshat means, this means that now he's talking to the people of his generation. Zechariah says, come back, come back. We're building the Beis HaMikdash. Ki. Ka'arba ruchos hashamayim, like the four corners of the globe, pirasi eschem no mashem. So Pashas, that means you're spread out all over the globe. Come back. The Gemara Taina says, just like the world cannot exist without the four corners and the four directions, so too the world cannot exist without Am Yisrael. That is the Gemara in Tainis on Daf Gimel, and that's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, right? The greatest nace that's ever happened in the history of the world is not Kriyas Yamsuf, it's not Yericho. The greatest nace is that Am Yisrael is still here. That's the greatest nace in the world. How many countries, how many nations have tried to get rid of us, and every time we're still there. And that's what the Gemara says. Kishem sheyef shel olam below ruchos, kach yef shel olam below Yisrael. We're here because we are part of the world. Hoi Tzioni, malti yosheves bas Bavel. Come back, Tzion. Come back from sitting in Bavel. And now, again, like Chagai did, he's telling them to come back and build a base of Mikdash. Kiko amar Hashem tzvakos, achar kavod, shalachani. After the kavod, I am sent. Ela goyim asholim eschem, to those that spoil you. Whoever touches you is like they're touching me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whoever starts up with us is starting up with him. What does it mean? Achar kavod. So Rashi quotes one of the pshatim, the Medrash Haggadah, after the kavod that Esav did for his father, and the schar of kibud avim that he and his descendants, the Romans, have to get. So then all of this is going to happen, which Rav Nevenzel writes. For that mitzvah, that was not l'shem shemayim, that he even wished his father would die, so that he could kill his brother. All of that, thousands and thousands of years of Roman persecution and everything they've done for us, and the time hasn't come yet, we can't fathom how much even a chatzi mitzvah, even a mitzvah shalol l'shma, we can't imagine anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind for us. I will wave my hand, you will be spoils. The spoils to their servants, meaning the Jews who are their servants will get all the spoils. Not only will they not be persecuted, but they will get a tremendous amount of shalal. Vidatem ki Hashem tzvakosh v'alchani, and it'll be known, says Zechariah, that Hashem has sent me because all this will come true. And then the last three psukim is the beginning of the Haftorah for Shabbos Chanukah, because it's going to be about the menorah. But first, Rani v'simchi basiyon, celebrate, ki hineni ba v'shachanti b'sochinu Hashem. Hashem says, I'm here, I'm going to be b'sochich. Rav Zevin discusses this in Parshas Vayeshev, v'shachanti b'sochich. It's not that the Kedusha is going to be up. Hashem's going to come down into this world and be able to rest his Kedusha with us. Ne'um Hashem. Pashas, these few psukim are talking about Yemos HaMashiach, says the Radak, even though afterwards we're going to get back to this generation, because he's going to be involving other people that are in his door. But the amazing Rani V'Simcha, the Abarbanel says, the Simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have then is, it's not going to be based on the fact that there was a king that gave you permission to build a Beis HaMikdash. No! HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in his ultimate abode, and there will be total Simcha between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. V'nilvu goyim rabim el Hashem b'yamahu v'hayli la'am. Many nations will come. And I will rest again amongst you. Twice we have that. In the Biurei Chasidus, he quotes, sometimes Hashem rests in the Ruchnius world, the first pasuk, right? Hineni ba, that's Rani v'simchi, b'simcha in Torah and Tefillah. And the second pasuk was talking about Goyim Rabim, even in this world, in the Gashmius. V'shachanti v'sochech, Hashem rests in our ruchnius and in our gashmius. V'yadat ki Hashem svakosh lachani elayich. V'nachal Hashem es Yehuda chelko, Hashem will give Yehuda his chelek, al adam asakodesh uvachar od b'Yerushalayim. And Hashem will choose once again Yerushalayim. Not that Yerushalayim was ever not chosen, but it will be clear to all that the Ir HaNivchar and the Beis HaBechira is in Yerushalayim, and everybody will realize that. Has kol basar mebnei Hashem, and all the other nations will be silent in front of Hashem, kineir mimam kodesho, when he wakes up out of his abode in Shamayim. Also, some of the Mefarshim say, has kol basar mebnei Hashem, when you feel close to Hashem, mebnei Hashem, has kol basar, you just become silent, because you're in awe, and we're awestruck from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means for each of us. And the closer we get, the more awestruck we are. Okay, we'll stop here, and next time we'll get into the actual Haftorah with the vision of the Yeshua Kohen Gadol and the Begun the Matzoim, as we will see, Hashem, next time. Okay, this was Zachariah Perek Beis.